Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City
Let's
Talk.
Do the Monday Moan with David Downey. Morning, David.
Morning, Steve.
Yeah, oh, he's moaning about his hay fever. He was out playing golf all yesterday and he's come in with his eyes streaming.
Yeah.
Dave, let's do the Monday Moan with Everton Football Club.
There's not much to moan about at the moment.
To moan about. Yeah. I mean, the influx of players is ludicrously high, isn't it? And actually, I've seen sort of links to Moussa Dembele this morning. From your understanding, is this fictitious or is this a possible link?
Well, certainly from a source I didn't know existed. He was at Finch Farm yesterday, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. But I think before people get too excited, I think that's part of a game that him and his agent will be playing this summer because he's a man in demand for what he did at Celtic. He was a man in demand before he went to Celtic. It was quite a bit of a shock that he ended up there from Fulham.
So how does that game work that you get taken to Finch Farm?
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, this is where Liverpool fans will be screaming at their radio saying, well, why have we been done for tapping up when you've got a player under contract at a club who haven't accepted a bid for him, talking to other clubs, openly going up to different clubs and talking to them. And I think the understanding is, and I think it's an unwritten rule, that we all know Celtic will sell Moussa Dembele for a certain price. With Liverpool's case, comparing it to that with Southampton, we know that there's a lot of relationships run deep between Liverpool and Southampton. They're probably sick of Liverpool buying their players, and that's why they took a stand. So I think it's when it suits. And in this case, I think it suits Celtic to allow him to go and maybe tout himself around a little bit because they want to trigger a bidding war for him. And I think you'll see him go for a high price this summer. I don't think Everton will end up signing him. I think it's just part of the flirtatious nature you have to have as a player who wants to go and play for the top club. I think he'll end up going abroad.
So you got it 100% he was at Finch Farm yesterday?
He was definitely 100%. Yeah.
And your understanding is he was there to talk about a possible move?
Yeah.
I don't understand why a player would go and visit a club if they weren't actually interested. You don't.
I'm not saying he's not interested. I just don't think he'll end up at Everton.
Right. You don't think they've got the buying clout?
No, not at all. I think obviously quite clearly they've got the financial clout to take him. I just think that from what he's spoken of in the past, I think he'd prefer to move to somewhere else. I think you look at the type of player we're signing at the moment are the ones that have a lot of potential to go on and do bigger and better things, and he would fit that category. But I would imagine he himself would see himself as a little bit further ahead of the curve than that. I mean, there's rumours that Chelsea are interested. There's rumours that AC Milan are the favourites to sign him at the moment. So there's clubs ahead of the current pecking order of Everton at this moment in time that I think are interested in him. So that's why I don't think he'll end up with us.
So I'm losing track now. So Jordan Pickford, yes.
Yes.
Sandro this week, his personal terms are done.
Yeah.
Dembele's a question mark.
Yeah, Klaassen's done.
Klaassen's finished. The lad from AC Milan, the striker?
Niang. Now, that was a complete red herring. So people, rumoured.
Well, it can't have been a red herring because Steve Walsh was in Milan, wasn't he? Talking with them.
But I don't think it was about him, from what I know.
There's another player, is there?
There's several others. I mean, Sky were actually saying that he was there to see six of them, three from AC and three from Inter. I don't think it's the case that Everton were ever in for Niang. If you look at his social media as well, he basically laughs it off. And there were rumours that I think the Echo reported that he was at Finch Farm. That wasn't the case at all. So there'll be other players in Milan that I think Everton are interested in. One, I think, is centre-back for Inter. I think I've forgotten his name now. It begins with a B, ends in a Z. He's got a Z in his name. They're interested in him. And also Michael Keane, I think.
Keane and Sigurdsson. So
I'm not so sure about Sigurdsson because of the price. I think 40 million, even if you've got bucket loads of money.
Would he not be the signing, though, out of all these that you'd actually want? If you're going to pick all these players, Pickford, yeah, great, absolutely. But actually, outfield player, Sigurdsson's the one you'd want, isn't he?
I'm not so sure about that.
No?
I really like him, and I hope he comes. I don't think he's worth 40 million. I don't really care that he's worth 40 million.
I think you need to put the price.
Yeah,
to
you
one
have.
Side,
yeah, yeah, particularly now where every club is cash rich, so they're going to go and spend all sorts of money. Dare I say, the way Everton are doing the business, I think we might be able to go and do a little bit better. The one that excites me the most is Sandro, because he looks like a real gem of a player.
Sorry, how much is Sandro?
Only 5 million.
5 million.
Yeah.
Keane would be how much?
I think it'd be around 20.
Right. Is this the Lukaku money then?
No. It's not at all.
This is completely.
Well, this is. It's funny you mention that because a lot of Liverpool fans have started throwing the dummies out, haven't they? Saying, "No, you're only spending the money you're going to get back when he goes." I'll categorically state now, Steve, there is still a big chance that Romelu Lukaku starts the season with Everton and finishes next season with Everton, because I think Chelsea will look at different options. Everton won't be bullied into selling him like they would have done previously with players. He won't go for any less than a figure they set. And I don't think Chelsea will match that, which is why I think he'll stay. And the other side of that coin is, if you're Romelu Lukaku sunning yourself on a beach now with a cocktail in hand, looking at Everton doing all this business, being ahead of the game in signing these players, players that we hear in demand, Moussa Dembele, say they go and pull that one off, for instance. Say they get Sandro in.
But I think they need to bring a Sigurdsson and a Dembele to make the difference for,
completely agree,
for him.
Completely agree.
And I think if it's just Pickford, Sandro and Keane, I don't think that's quite enough, personally.
But it won't be. There'll be upwards of six more that Everton will sign. And if you're Romelu Lukaku and you're thinking, well, hang on, I've only just turned 24. I can sit there and bide my time for a little bit longer. This is what I expected to happen last year when I was given all these assurances that he's spoken about. You're sitting there and thinking, maybe I'll give this a go. Maybe this is where I need to be. And I'm far from saying Everton are in anywhere near a side that can challenge for the title. But the players that they're talking about signing and that have signed already puts them in that top four conversation.
Right, I don't think there's a quick answer to this, but try and be quick with it.
Okay.
If they do sell Romelu Lukaku and it's 100 million, but they end up spending less than 100 million, how disappointed would you be? Or how much more than 100 million would you expect them as a club to spend? Or does that matter?
It matters to a lot of people, not to me personally. I just want to see an improvement in the team and the squad, which I think that will ultimately happen regardless. So I don't personally care. I think net spend is what people focus on a lot. I mean, it's a cliche now almost, isn't it? People focus on net spend. I would be surprised, even if he goes, if Everton's net spend doesn't reach three figures.
So you're not bothered?
No. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.